One Christmas, January 1st, C. First posted January 1st, 2010. Ephesians 1:3-6, 1:5-1:8 Inheritance in Christ. May God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ be blessed for all the spiritual blessings in the spiritual realm round and above our physical world that are ours through Jesus. God chose us in Christ before the beginning of creation so that we could be holy and blameless in His presence. He chose us to be His sons and daughters through Jesus Christ, according to God's purpose of uniting everything on earth and in heaven to Him, so that splendor of His grace and merited favor, a free gift bestowed upon us in the beloved Jesus, would result in praise to God. Having heard of the congregation's faith in Jesus Christ and the love for all the saints, born-again Christians, Paul gave thanks to God for them. He prayed continually with thanksgiving to God for the church, praying that the God of Jesus Christ our Lord, God the Heavenly Father, would give the believers spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. Having their spiritual eyes enlightened, Paul prayed that the congregation would know the hope to which they are called and the richness of the glorious inheritance to be theirs. Commentary: The kingdom of God is all around us now, but we must be spiritually born again, John 3:3, 5-8, in order to see it now, and ultimately to see and enter it in eternity. Jesus is the light of spiritual enlightenment, John 1:9. Only Jesus gives the gift, baptism, of the Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples, who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b, 1:1, 15-16. Through the indwelling Holy Spirit, believers have all the spiritual blessings of heaven. Through the indwelling Holy Spirit, their minds are opened to understand the Scripture, Luke 24:45. The Holy Spirit teaches disciples of Jesus all things, recalls to our minds Jesus' teachings, John 14:26, and gives us what to say in opportunities to testify, Mark 13:11, Luke 12:11-12. God designed this creation with His purpose of establishing an eternal kingdom of His people who willingly trust and obey God. He designed this world to allow the possibility of sin, disobedience of God's word, so that we have the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey Him or not, and the possibility to learn by trial and error that God's will is good, possible, and our best interest. God knew that given free choice, we would all choose to do our own will rather than God's will. God designed a Savior, Jesus Christ, into creation from the very beginning, John 1:5-14. God limited creation and we ourselves by time, because God is not willing to tolerate rebellion and disobedience forever or at all in His eternal kingdom. This creation is God's garden in which to grow His obedient, trusting children. The meaning and purpose of this lifetime is to seek and come to know God, our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and to learn to trust and obey God. This is only possible by faith in Jesus through the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:4-6. We are all sinners and fall short of God's righteousness, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. The penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. Jesus is God's one and only provision for the forgiveness of our sins and our salvation from eternal death, Romans 5:8, John 3:16-17, Acts 4:12, John 1:4-6. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Paul's soul of Tarsus was deliberately intended by God to be the prototype and example of a modern post-resurrection, born-again disciple, student, and apostle messenger of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul had been discipled by a born-again disciple, Ananias, Acts 9:10-18, and was repeating the process of making born-again disciples, teaching them to trust and obey Jesus, and to repeat the disciple-making process to Timothy 2:2, in fulfillment of Jesus' Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20. Paul was teaching congregations, like the one in Ephesus, to grow in spiritual maturity. As Christians live in obedient trust in Jesus through the indwelling Holy Spirit, the Lord causes our faith to grow as he shows us that his teaching and guidance is faithful and true. As we seek God's will for us daily, he will give us spiritual wisdom and knowledge of God, and we will experience a foretaste of the love and joy of our heavenly inheritance through our personal fellowship with the Lord, through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.